you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for holding this important hearing today as we invite the commissioners to come before Congress to talk about the impacts of this pandemic on our constituents, the amazing impact that it's having on our economy and on our healthcare system. My view of the FTC is simple. You should be doing everything in your power to help Americans during this time of crisis. The mission is of extreme importance, and our nation continues to reel from one of the worst health emergencies and one of the biggest economic crises we've ever faced. And so we have seen that the COVID-19 pandemic has attracted bad actors and scam artists, including those who take advantage of people's fear and dire circumstances. I'm sure every member of this committee has heard from their constituents on these issues about buying ineffective face masks or being subject to COVID-19 phishing attacks or seeing advertisements for miracle coronavirus cures. Thousands of people have reported sky-high prices for goods and services from their family, and just like the spread of COVID-19, these scams are happening in every part of the state. There was a recent story in the Seattle Times about sanitizer for $150 for $7 sanitizer. So price gouging and the issues related to price gouging continue to pile up. So just like the spread of COVID-19, these virus scams are happening everywhere. They're impacting rural communities, urban communities, and hurting Americans young and old. Certainly that's the case in my state of Washington, where according to the FTC, people have been scammed out of over $2.5 million since the pandemic began, and more than 3,500 reports of fraud. And while many of the attorney generals have gone after these profiteers, I believe the FTC is holding back. You could be doing more. We must move beyond warnings and threats in response to these unconscionable scams. We must see the FTC exercising real enforcement with real consequences to protect consumers and families when they are most vulnerable. That is why I believe the FTC needs clear price gouging legislation to go after these scammers. We must not allow unscrupulous merchants to exchange exorbitant prices, sometimes for life-saving supplies like personal protective equipment or medical equipment, simply because their families are desperate. And trust me, on the front lines of the epidemic in Kirkland, Washington was Evergreen Hospital. And I can tell you, it's not a good thing to get calls from emergency room doctors who are saying they are getting price gouged on essential equipment when they were at the front lines of this pandemic. So we need to make it clear that it is illegal to peddle defective masks or fake COVID cures, and we need to empower our state's attorney generals to go after these bad actors to buttress the argument that the FTC enforcement. So this is especially true given our crisis today. So with many sales happening online, internet sale platforms should also be working with the federal and local law enforcement to identify price gouging. So, Mr. Chairman, I plan to introduce in the coming days federal legislation to do two things: to move both on price gouging definition to make sure the law is clear that consumers can be protected in this area, and to enforce civil penalties for deceptive COVID scams. It is time for us to act on these important pieces of legislation. It is time for us to protect our consumers from these very important issues during the time of crisis. People need help and support. They don't need deception and schemes, and we need an FTC that will be more aggressive. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator.